Well, we heard last week about the devastating death of tens of thousands of fish along the river Blackwater. And it's a stark reminder, of course, of the active efforts we all need to make to look after our rivers, lakes, coasts and wetlands. Tomorrow is Water Heritage Day, which is all about that, to celebrate water. And there are events all around the country. Well, Ronan Kelly decided to hop on board a traditional barge which travels along the Grand Canal from Salins in Kildare. He joined other passengers to explore the nature in and along the waterway, guided by Chris McKenna.
So first of all, just so there's no misconceptions or nobody's under any illusions, I have no formal qualifications in any area of biodiversity. I am what you would call an enthusiastic amateur, just so you know. The only thing I'm formally qualified to do is drive this boat. Keep an eye on the water as we're going along. A lot of people forget to look in the water. It's crystal clear, as you can see, and there's lots of fish in there. We have roach, green, tench, perch, pike and eels.
Well, we have a water hen and her chicks on the left. That's a female, yeah. The yellowy, greeny one is a female. You'll see her flying low and dipping her abdomen into the water to lay eggs.
Oh, it's such a brilliant day.
And they
so,
don't
yeah.
bite, okay.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to see or what's he...
Fish.
You're looking to see fish, right?
Fish.
You'll see lots of fish. This is unique. It's not just fresh water. This is actually spring water. This canal is filled from Pollardstown Fen. So Pollardstown Fen is a natural spring-fed fenland on the edge of the Curra. Underneath the Curra Plains in Kildare is a massive underground lake which bubbles up in Pollardstown Fen as springs. So when they dug the canal, they dug a feeder line into the fen. So that's what feeds the canal. So this is all spring water, which explains why Guinness used to use this water to make the Guinness back in the day. There's also a very specific beetle called Denisia clavipes, which lives exclusively on this plant here, this freshwater reeds. And its larval stage lives under the waterline, in the water, immersed in the water. And they are only found in good quality water. And we find them regularly here in Salins. You'll see the dragonflies patrolling over the open water, but the damselflies tend to stay near the vegetation at the sides. And the difference between dragonflies and damselflies is that damselflies rest with their wings resting down along their body, aligned with their body, whereas dragonflies rest with their wings sticking out to the side. Now, they both have six legs, but neither of them can walk. Their legs aren't articulated for walking. They're articulated for grabbing other insects in flight when they're hawking. That's what it's called when they chase down other insects, because that's what they eat. But if they want to move up a stem, they literally have to let go and fly up and grab on again. Their legs are not articulated for walking very well. See you lots, see you
lots. I grew up in Mayo and I remember seeing these in the bogs.
Oh.
The dragonflies. And they'd be near water all right.
He has four wings. Yeah, I don't know what he is now. They're a fabulous colour, aren't they? The bluey kind of ones.
The red-shaped plant that you see at the top. You can also see, and mixed in with it there, some of our lily pads. Now, most of you, when you see lily pads, you expect to see that lovely white and pink delicate flower that you're used to from Disney movies with a frog sitting on it. And that's an ornamental variety. You won't see that in the canals. Our Irish native variety has a yellow flower, which you'll see as we're going along. And if you look along the banks there, there's a white feathery kind of flower growing all along it there in vast numbers. That's actually meadowsweet. Back in the day, meadowsweet was the source of aspirin tablets. They used to grow it commercially and harvest it to extract the active ingredient called acetylsalicylic acid, which is a natural painkiller. So nowadays they do it synthetically. But also meadowsweet was used to stuff mattresses for settle beds. Old cottages years ago in Ireland had a settle bed. It was like a bench with a mattress in it, for visitors that would turn up and want to stay over. So they stuffed it with the meadowsweet, which is a natural deodorant, which would help improve the smell of the unwashed bodies of the guests staying in the mattress. We're going to step off here at the aqueduct, as I said, which is where the canal crosses over the River Liffey. One thing eats another. They all have to survive. You can't interfere. We can't be so naive about nature. We really need to wake up that nature is not what you see in Disney movies. People really need to learn that, because I see people, why didn't you throw stones at that heron when he was taking a duck? Why would I? That's his dinner. I'm not going to deprive him. You can't deprive one over the other. It's a real eye-opener when people find out how nature actually works. So we're going to get a look at some of the plants here. We have here the humble nettle, which most people, again, regard as a weed and a terrible thing, and they cut it down. It's one of the most important food sources for all butterfly species in Ireland. An awful lot of butterflies lay their eggs near nettles for their caterpillars to use as a food source.
What about nettle soup?
We were reared on it years ago. Yes. There was no cabbage. It was your bacon was boiled with nettles, and you ate it whether you liked it or not. They're very nutritious. I tend to stay away from the foraging stuff because there's so many things that are poisonous that if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, I don't recommend anybody eat anything. Because basically, it's too dangerous because people will misidentify something. Yeah. They'll eat it, they'll get sick, and they'll blame me. I didn't tell you to eat that.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be careful. Now, so I done a bit of a moth trapping last night just so I'd have a few moths to show you. So if you want to step over near the wall, I had them in the fridge to keep them cool. They're a bit sleepy. I'm going to let one out so you can see it. Hopefully he'll fly off after a couple of minutes. So if he flies, you'll see he's got a beautiful yellow. Oh, there he goes. See the yellow on him? So that's a yellow underwing. So see this? A macro moth.
Whoa.
So that's a big one. That's a poplar hawk moth. It's one of the hawk moth species.
Whoa.
This is a lovely one called a burnished brass. And if you look at his wing, it looks like metal. Now this one, if he'd settle, is a really interesting one. It's called a Chinese character. It's a very unusual shape. Big fish behind you now. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Full of them. It's absolutely chock-a-block with fish.
What are they, Eva?
Fishies.
Oh, yes, little brown ones.
And there's also a big one.
It looked like it had orange fins.
So you have four kids with you here today. Was it difficult to persuade them to come out?
No, I didn't tell them. It was a surprise this morning. So I booked it and I said, we're going on a surprise adventure this morning. And then we just rocked up.
So I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you learned at least one new thing anyway. Or at least it gave you an appetite to go out and look for yourself a bit more and take those walks along the canal. And like I said, take the time to stop every now and again for about 10 minutes and just look around and see what plants and insects are there. It's really well worth your while. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that.
I really did. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
No bother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Roland Kelly there with Chris McKenna guiding a nature tour along the Grand Canal from Salins in Kildare. And for more, go to bargetrip.ie. And for water, Heritage Day events across the country, go to heritageweek.ie. Now,